So what's the problem and why is there controversy? Well, here are the main issues. When they know that significant consequences are tied to their ratings, people providing 360-degree feedback may be less honest and accurate. For example, positive or negative bias could be introduced. Participants might be less inclined, not more, to proactively engage in developmental activities when their PA ratings are influenced by the 360-degree feedback process. In fact, their main motivation could be to do everything possible to select raters who will be predisposed to give favorable ratings versus those who will give honest feedback. 360-degree feedback surveys are more focused on the future, using feedback to improve future performance, whereas PAs are more focused on the past. They evaluate the goals accomplished and behaviors demonstrated over the past year. Therefore, when put together, there is a risk of the 360-degree feedback process becoming tainted and losing its positive focus on the future. As a side comment, we believe that the best PA systems are those that are also focused on the future, since the past can neither be changed nor managed. So, in a way, associating 360-degree feedback with PA systems could actually help improve PAs. Associating 360-degree feedback with the PA system, which typically has a very negative reputation in the organization, could jeopardize positive views people hold about the former.